Salt is an important player in the culinary world, but it's also critical to the technology world. Across the salt flats of Chile, there are huge deposits of lithium. Lithium was once an obscure member of the periodic table. Then, in 1991, Sony introduced the first lithium batteries into its electronic devices. Now, it's used everywhere. Smartphones, tablets, you name it. Lithium is relatively light and perfect for use in small batteries. So where does it come from? The main source is located at the driest place on Earth, the Atacama Desert in northern Chile. Over the millennia, lakes in that region have evaporated, leaving behind a thick layer of salts, including lithium. The BBC's Gideon Long takes a look.
I'm walking across one of the strangest landscapes I've ever seen. The earth here is a thick crust of salt. But it's not white, it's a dirty brown colour due to all the dust that's been blown in from the surrounding desert. It actually looks like an enormous ploughed field stretching out in every direction. And this is the Atacama Salt Flat in northern Chile. It's in what's known as the Lithium Triangle, an area that straddles Chile, Argentina and Bolivia. And the lithium reserves are so vast here that Forbes magazine once dubbed this the Saudi Arabia of lithium. Well, we've been driving over it now for well over an hour and the landscape hasn't changed one bit. I've just stepped out of the car to take a look around. And on the horizon, I can now see a small industrial plant, a sign of activity and a sign that we're getting close to one of the world's largest lithium plants.
Inside the plant, dozens of these pumps are used to extract lithium brine from under the salt flat. This one site provides around a quarter of the world's lithium salts. Juan Carlos Guajardo, a Chilean mining analyst, explains why.
The cost of exploiting lithium in the Atacama Desert is by far the cheapest in the world. The exploitation is done by solar evaporation. You don't need to apply any industrial process. And it is a pure material. It's a very high level of lithium. So these are the two main reasons why the Atacama Desert is probably the best place in the world for lithium production.
The best place for now. But just over the Andes, the Salar de Uyuni in Bolivia is the biggest salt flat on Earth, a glistening white sheet high in the mountains. The Bolivians have only just started exploiting it. The most reliable estimates suggest it holds around a third of the world's lithium. But Bolivia's vice president, Alvaro Garcia, claims it's much more than that.
Bolivia has 90% of the world's lithium reserves, enough raw material to meet the demands of the entire world. We see lithium as one of the key minerals of the 21st century economy. We know about the production in Chile, in Argentina, in China, but there's no doubt that Bolivia will be able to assume the role of regulator of world lithium prices by the end of this decade.
For Chile, lithium is always likely to play second fiddle to copper as a source of income. Lithium accounts for just 0.4% of the country's export revenue, while copper brings in more than 50%. But for Bolivia, one of the poorest countries in the region, lithium could be big business.
I'm in the heart of the plant now, and all around me are dozens of shallow man-made ponds filled with lithium brine. In some of the ponds, the brine is this wonderful turquoise blue colour. It almost looks like the waters of the Caribbean. I'm tempted to jump in and take a swim. But in other ponds, the brine is a kind of cloudy yellow-green colour. And these are the ponds where the water has largely evaporated, leaving the brine with a high lithium content.
This brine is taken to a chemical plant where it's turned into lithium salts. But what's it all used for? Patricio de Solminiac is a director of SQM, the company that owns that plant in the Atacama Desert. He says the demand for rechargeable batteries is insatiable.
This has been growing very fast, in the range of 20% or more per year. And of course, being more important, all the application for the small electronic appliance, like batteries for cellular phones and all the other small appliances like iPads or digital cameras and others. And for the future, we think that this growth could continue if the electrical cars really continue to develop the way they have been doing lately.
The world's big car companies want to get in on the action. The Chinese, Japanese and South Koreans have all come to the Lithium Triangle to take a look. If the cars of the future are indeed powered by rechargeable batteries, the demand for lithium could be enormous.
That's the BBC's Gideon Long in Chile.